Anonymous, the Hawk, coming to you live. It's 11/17/2022. I'm going to get right to something. Within the last few hours, off the East Coast, some interesting things happening. Now, let me just tell you, along about, midday, just after midday, maybe like about 1:30 or 2 o'clock on the East Coast, there was an E6B coming out of Patuxent. And it was going up, and it was heading towards the Great Lakes. It was over Ohio, and then all of a sudden somebody gave it a call or something, because immediately it took and did a complete right turn and then another turn, and then it went down through West Virginia, okay, over Pennsylvania, and then on down and on a diagonal straight off the coast of the United States, off of Ocean City or off of Maryland, Virginia, the Chesapeake Bay, that kind of an area. So in terms of that, that E6 was sent there on a special message. Now, last week I found out that they had lost, or I believe I may have said it Friday night on the air, that they had lost detection of or where, a Russian boomer had disappeared, in a sense, off the Atlantic coast, probably down in a deep trench, and went way to the bottom and sat there kind of, silent, okay? And in terms of that, they couldn't find it, but it looks like they may have found it today. It looks like it may have activated or done something. But off out in the ocean, the E6 went out about 150, 180 miles out in the ocean. But then we had all kind of activity after that. Then a tanker showed up out of Maine and different places, came in to do it. The E6B would have had out there, would have had fighter jets in accompaniment and other search planes, plus naval vessels and submarines and naval aircraft and helicopters, the whole nine yards. So this all took place here in the last few hours this afternoon. Then it got really wild. It went out there, and then it established itself. Established itself as cork jar. Anyway, the cork jar established itself, and then they sent out up to 16 emergency action messages so far, maybe more since I've come on the air. 16 emergency action messages, and to various groups. Now, for those of you who know what's going on, most of them were foxtrot messages, They're hunting. They're hunting. So there's probably a sub out. But there also could be that sub may have released drones into the Chesapeake Bay, possibly a drone tsunami sub into the Chesapeake Bay. We're at a guts poker kind of a situation. And guts poker, and the Russians are testing us. The Russians are testing us, but it ain't a fake deal. These are not drills. These are not drills, because I'm going to tell you even more. So then we have all kind of aircraft out there, all kind of vessels, and 16 emergency action messages from Quark Jar. But at a certain point, at about the 13th message, then somebody came up overhead. And oh, by the way, they went from low power and they churned the power up about 5-10 times. Went up 5x on the power so that you knew who the boss was. But then after that, then Boxcar went up. And Boxcar, we have not heard or seen of him since about 205, 206 at the latest in there. We used to track that all the time, because that is an old thing. And just so that you know, certain things really don't change all that much. They stay similar, the same, but not exactly the same. But Boxcar went up, and as a airborne command, or as a co-command over Corkjar. But Corkjar then is out there, and they're doing their stuff. And then I'm going to tell you what. Then you've got, submarines, naval vessels. You've got helicopters. You've got other search planes. Then in the midst of all of that, then all of a sudden out of Treasure Island, or out of Jacksonville, comes an executive type thing, and maybe somebody was playing golf on the golf course this afternoon, and they got a buzz on their pager because their subs are out hunting, allegedly out hunting Russian subs off the coast of the United States, okay? So then somebody said, uh-oh, and they went and they flew immediately like they're heading towards Oceana or Andrews or wherever, okay, to get up there and so that they don't get in the Dutch because their subs are involved. So then after that, we had a P-8 come out of Florida. The P-8 went up there real quick and is off the coast looking. There may be others up there already, but this one went up to look. And then we saw a C-130. No, not necessarily going to drop the paratroopers down on a submarine, but the C-130 gunships have every kind of thing under the sun with them, plus ability to surveil and that stuff, too. But if a P-8 goes up to hunt, and if the P-8 goes up to hunt, maybe spots a drone or maybe spots the Russian boomer or whatever, and I guarantee you they have eyes on the Russian boomer. But now, why would the P-8 and why would the C-130 go? Because the C-130 gunship can have cruise missiles and different things or drop bombs on something, okay, down below, that perhaps the P-8 Poseidon U.S. aircraft with extreme nuclear sensitive sensors, okay, they then could pick the target, and then the C-130 could drop the boom on them, if you understand what I'm saying. Now, this is not a drill. This drill, if it was a drill, would be costing millions and millions and millions of dollars. And they don't do that. So when you hear these people tell you, oh, it's a drill, it ain't a drill. We are at war. That's what it is. This is asymmetrical warfare. And now the Russians, launched a dummy on Kiev that had not a dummy warhead, but a fake imitation nuclear warhead in it. When it landed, it hit. So that's gloves off. They're telling you, hey, gloves off, okay? So this thing is Lucifer's plan to put the world and world war into a Gog-Magog war. Ordo et chaos. They're going to create the massive chaos. They got everything going on. Now, this is still not to say that the Russians do not have tsunami-type drones in the Great Lakes, because they've been hunting for them. Now, last week, if you recall all of that, on Thursday night, I talked about how there was multiple P-8s up in the Great Lakes, okay? And I'm going back to the Atlantic coast because we don't know what's up with this right now, but I got some other observations and some other asides and thinking about it when you step back and look at it. And no, you don't have a report from the newspaper, Fox News, because everybody is talking about what happened in the Ukraine yesterday or this morning. Okay, this is happening right now, and as far as I know, it's still ongoing. Okay, still ongoing, still ongoing. And here's the deal. Those P-8s were ordered back to Florida. There was 11 of them. We thought there was 8 of them. 11 of them were ordered back to Florida. Well, then, Friday said, well, somebody arms, if somebody wants to still be defending the United States, they better get something up there. Well, then Monday, 3 P-8s went back up north, and they turned their transponders off. 2 of them went to Lake Erie, and there was a jillion helicopters out of Port Drum also operating there over that area, and then 1 went to Lake Michigan. So then they turn up the transponder. So they're still hunting for the drone sub-type tsunami subs with the nuclear weapon on them in the Great Lakes. And as far as I know, this thing is the Russian boomer, has been rediscovered, or maybe multiple bogeys, maybe multiple Russian boomers or subs off the Atlantic coast, which they normally have had, but that are activated. Now, what would activate our people in such a mass kind of a thing and then turn somebody around who was over the West Virginia heading into Ohio to go up to the Great Lakes and then turn them around in an immediate repeat or 180 and then going back and then vectoring 45 degrees down off the coast and going out about 150, 180 miles, the E-6B. Kirkjar. And anyway, then Boxcar came up. Boxcar could call the ball on a on a whole thermonuclear war. All right. If you get the idea behind that, I'll just say it that way. Boxcar, because it's an old timey command, and that used to be what that was for. One of the things. There are also other codes and stuff to use. We have not heard the codes, which I will not give out. We have not heard the code, which we will not give out, which normally would come if there's a launch somewhere. So the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, we could be at a Dutch poker level right now with Putin and all of it. Meanwhile, at the same time, the Chinese, the red Chinese, are sending off kind of people. I'm sure old Biden really scared him over there. And they're sending off kind of planes. And then the Taiwanese are putting up their missile defenses and getting ready to go. The Japanese are getting ready to go. The United States is laying down and wearing Mao jackets down there with old Trudeau and rubbing butts and talking about, oh, boy, you sure got some big guns there, mister. Look at them guns. You know, the arms, the big muscle arms and stuff, you know. And all that's hunky-dory while she is up there just saying, get me out of here. I'm going to get back because these people are weak. I'm going to go ahead and take Taiwan. This stuff is just ongoing, and it's wars, rumors of wars, ladies and gentlemen. I don't guarantee this, that, or the other will happen, but I do know what the Lord Jesus has to say about it. Now we have another one. North Korea fires a missile. And I'm reading off of Steve Quayle's site, stevequayle.com. And I'll tell you what, if you want to go to Steve Quayle, if you want to go ahead and get some gold or silver real quick, or sign up for his private briefings, I suggest you do it post-haste. Do it real quick. You tell him old Hawk sent you. Call him at 406-586-4840. And whenever you order some books, whatever Steve's got left, get the books so you can tell your children and your grandchildren how this all started. Get them a good red letter edition, big print Bible so you can read it easy. All right? Read it easy. Consequently, ladies and gentlemen, all this plus the financial stuff going on, this is what I call all of the function junction action, all of the wild weasel, Casey Jones clones drinking moonshine and taking meth and putting the hammer down, and all of them are heading toward the same function junction where they're all going to hit at the same time. They're all going to hit at the same time, and this stuff goes up. You ain't going to know it hits you. The power grids are going to be off. You're not going to have water, natural gas, anything. Your banks won't work. Your credit cards won't work. Your cell phones won't work. Maybe your satellite phones might work at least for a while, okay? But if the satellites start getting knocked out of the sky, then I'm going to tell you what, we're back to about 1800, you know what I'm saying? We're back to 1800, and then it's signal flags and smoke signals, you know what I mean? Signal flags and smoke signals, and you could still use radios if you've got them in protective Faraday box kind of scenarios. Or like inside the brand new galvanized garbage can, sitting on some cardboard at the bottom, and then in the galvanized garbage can with the tight-fitting lid, all right? But back to the Atlantic. So what's going on? If you got an E6 up, you bring in the tankers. You got all kind of the E6. Immediately after it gets there, it sends out a bunch of emergency action messages, okay? Somebody has given them information about probably what was the missing boomer. I think I mentioned it, may have mentioned it Thursday or Friday last week, that they had kind of lost track of a boomer. And I said, it's probably down in a deep trench, which there are some off the coast of Maryland there, you know, off the East Coast, all right? And here's the deal. I don't know how they found him or who found him, but somebody, probably a submarine, noticed him down there, or some other plane or something picked up, a downward-looking radar or whatever, you know what I'm saying, or somebody had a sonar contact, or they made some noise, or they did something. Now, what is it that they could do that would really worry everybody, and also maybe get the commander of the of subs perhaps up from Treasure Island, you know, on the quick split on an executive jet that went whoosh right straight up in the air and then hit the hammer and went north, okay? And then also out of there, another P-8, and then we've had Alder, another tanker come up because the first tanker went back, and the first tanker was refueling enough people out there on the ocean that they had to go back and get some more gas to become a gas station again while the other tanker moved in. This stuff had not backed up. It's not a little bitty thing. And then what I think is this. Here's what I, in my opinion, with freedom of speech, in my opinion, okay, and oh, incidentally, other people who put this stuff out to the hams, which have been sat upon by the DHS or the FBI or the Pentagram or whoever sat on them and told them, you can't put any information out in the clear information out for 3 days, all right? Well, that's all bull crap, because I'm going to tell you, if it's in the radio, if it's in the clear and somebody can hear it, they can make an opinion on it and use their freedom of speech or freedom of the press in this particular case also, and they can tell you about it if you out there. American people, you patriots and good Christians and the listeners for a long number of years, and all the new listeners, okay, you need to know. And even if you're goofballs who are just listening to get the trick, try to put old Hawk in a trick bag or to give you 30 pieces of silver report up the line, okay, those of you who think this, that, or the other, and you're watching out of that guy, you know. Well, let me tell you what, you don't know about what's going on, and you need to know. And if you need to know, then you need to warn your family to get their preparations in order and be willing to go at any time to their expedient shelter in the basement or the basement of the church or the basement of the big building down the road that nobody uses before. That's the brick building, you know, whatever you're going to go, or go out to the cave where you keep your, you know, milk and your stuff, or the, you know, the root cellar. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, you better be, I would download tonight Crescent Carney's How to Survive Nuclear War. I think that's a good idea to get. And then also you could do Holly Dale's Dare to Prepare and No Such Thing as Doomsday by the Hoves. Those are good things. You may want to bone up on some of them. As I've told you, you need military-grade gas masks with the military-grade NBC or Seaburn filters. I just call it NBC because it's easier. All right, nuclear biological chemical. And at least a Tyvek F suit with the hoodies and booties, or better quality. There are better quality suits to protect you from fallout, that kind of stuff. But I would tell you what, they don't even have to necessarily do it that way. They can just take the power grid out, and the entire power grid will crash, and most of the cars, your banking things, all this different stuff, all of it goes bye-bye, unless you got it in a Faraday cage or a protected position, like, as I've said, in galvanized garbage cans or in ammo boxes or whatever it is, or just knowing how to make the Faraday cage or with the wire or that kind of stuff to keep it there to where it doesn't get nailed by the EMP. Now, they can also launch, it doesn't have to be a thermonuclear, blah, 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 blah. They could launch a, you know, one that just hits the humans, okay, and leaves the infrastructure and the ground alone, you know. But I tell you what, whatever it is, I think this is what it was. I think they found the missing or the sub that had disappeared, the big boomer, a Russian boomer, a big missile submarine off the coast that they kind of lost track of last week of. And if it went down in a deep trench and it used the silent screws or the silent engine, the worm drives and stuff, and then came to a rest and they kept real quiet, then nobody could see it necessarily. Nobody could find it very easily. And that it's harder to detect nuclear stuff than it used to be, harder because there are different ways of protecting it and to shielding it from detection. But the P-8 Poseidon U.S. aircraft, they could look for it, all right? they could look for it and possibly see it. And if they do see it, then I could see where a C-130 gunship, if they knew where it was, could vector some stuff down on it, heavy rain, plus other naval vessels and other submarines in the area. Maybe they light it up, boom, 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 and light it up and then blow that thing out of the water, okay? But at the same time, let me just tell you, if that Russian sub, which I believe is there, if that Russian sub launches their cruise missiles, and here's what I think it is. I think they put the missiles in their pods and they turn them on and ready to go. I don't know if they open the doors, you know, on the top of the missile launch, but they could have them ready to go and armed and right there, and that could be detected. That could be detected. So if they did that, and somebody said, holy moly, and they brought in all the guns, and they turned somebody around, they turned the E-6B around from what would be a Great Lake area and go back immediately to there. The cork jar got on the ball and gave out at least, from my, when I come on here, 16 emergency action messages to all kinds of different units, mostly Foxtrot units, hunter units. They're hunting. So I don't know what will go down, but the Russians are certainly poised there, and they could launch things with multiple reentry vehicles on it. You know, each missile they launch could have as many as, what is it, 10 or 8 or 10 targets that they could come up, they could pop them up in the air, and then come down on different places. I don't know, New York, D.C., Oceania, you know, this one, that one, the other one, you know? Philadelphia, wherever it might be. Or they can launch cruise missiles, which are real fast and zippity-doo-dah, and in less than 2 minutes hit their target. And there wouldn't be much that anybody could do out there, maybe from one of the ships, maybe from a, you know, a Arleigh Burke-class destroyer or something like that that's got the good targeting stuff. Maybe they can hit one of them, but that doesn't mean they can hit all of them. So they go, boom, 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 and they launch two or three of them, you know. Then it's possible that at least one would go through and maybe take out D.C., maybe New York City. I don't know where it was going to be launched to or where it's going to go. Maybe Oceania. But that is the problem that's ongoing right now, or it was before I got up the air. And then I'm going to tell you, that ain't the only thing that's been going on. Yesterday there was a... An E-6 came up out of Tinker. E-6B came up out of Tinker. Command and control. Went down at a low altitude, but went down not into Texas, but just prior to that. And then that was called Red River Chaos. Red River Chaos. I'm giving these names because if you were hear the name out in clear, which you could if you're listening on these radios and stuff, and the hams, the good hams know how to do it, then you would hear it anyway. I'm just putting two and two together, and two and two is four, you know, not five, all right? But Red River Chaos, and then when it came up, it went down, and it stayed in a search engine pattern. Over in southern Oklahoma, not that far from Texas border, but not all that close either. And then somebody popped up with an E-3 out of Abilene. And then I looked at that in the Abilene, and it was sort of vectoring and angling down and doing little racetracks and stuff over there, from what I was told. And then I thought about what's going on here. And I thought, well, why doesn't the E-6B move further down if there's something going on in Texas? Because they were playing the backstop. They were playing the goalkeeper at the north and command and control, okay? The E-3 came up to see it and to see what's going on the ground. But I think, here's what my opinion is, with freedom of speech and freedom of the press, my opinion is something came across the southern border. Because, you know, that border's under total control. Commissar Mayorkas says the border's under total control. And then some came across the border, I think possibly a loose bucket of sun, either coming up on a truck or in a car or something. And I think it was coming up the border and heading straight on up. And then at some point in time, I think somebody, I don't know if it was the MMV or an other nuclear emergency search team, a NEST team, but somebody may have taken out the truck, grabbed that particular loose bucket of sun, allegedly, loose bucket of sun or nuclear device, and then lo and behold, maybe takes it out in West Texas and goes down in a deep underground somewhere, and they put it down there and they blow the thing down there, and we have a 5.3 earthquake in West Texas in an area that people say, well, you know, this is one of the biggest earthquakes Texas ever have, in an area where it normally doesn't have earthquakes. So that's what I think happened yesterday and today, all right? So I will tell you what, if you filter in the dam in Australia, well, is that the Red Chinese? Could very well be, okay? It certainly blows out the whole lot of flooding and there and killed a lot of people, and also is now just tearing the heck out of parts of Australia, which will require their Australian military to help out. It keeps the Australians busy. So that keeps the Australians perhaps out of the fight against the Red Chinese, who are getting ready probably very quickly at the similar time to what the Russians are doing to go for Taiwan at about the same time. At about the same time, you understand. Regardless of what Red China Joe got, you know, from his son, $1.45 billion from the Red Chinese banks. And he's been selling our strategic petroleum reserves. A portion of them are being sold to the Red Chinese company that Hunter allegedly and the big guy Joe, Red China Joe, allegedly have 0.10, 10% or 15% or whatever it is. And that's why they're going to investigate him in the Congress if they ever get a chance. Because we could go to nuclear war tonight or 5 minutes from now or, I don't know, 30 seconds from now. And I hope not. I pray, Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord, protect America and all the good listeners out there against all evil. And the world as well, Lord. If you be your will, then protect those who deserve your protection. And strike blows against those who do not. In your name, Lord Jesus, I pray. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's going on. I'm a little bit wild, a little bit pumped up about this, because I'm going to tell you. People are talking about the stupid election, which was allegedly stolen, and I guarantee you, if you look at all the factors involved, that's exactly what was happening, exactly what was happening, and what did. And we still don't know. Still don't know a whole bunch of houses in California. I thought that's where, you know, California, where the all the big, you know, Silicon Valley boys are at. Don't they have fast technologies and computerized stuff to be able to count votes? Like I said, my mom used to count them. They all counted them by hand. They all signed off on them. They divvied up the ones they thought were weird or whatever, and they would throw them out or paper clip them and put a plastic rubber band around those, send the rest in, sign the top of the box with all the votes in it, all the ballots in it, the boxes usually, and then mom put them in the 41 Buick and roll them about 80 miles an hour to the county seat, turned them in, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time when you need to understand what the Lord Jesus told you, all right? And you need to go to Matthew 24, you know. And we got wars, rumors of wars. Nation shall rise against nation. And we have famines, pestilences. Have you seen Ebola popping up all over the place? You got all these things these kids are getting, and these flus and these upper respiratories and all the stuff. And there's no liquid amoxicillin, no liquid amoxicillin for any of the kids on this stuff. Because it comes out of Red China. So I will tell you what. Famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. And entire dams in Australia blown out from 100 millimeters of water within a short period of time. And now what do we have? We got Buffalo is going to get 4 to 6 inches of 4 to 6 feet of snow. All right. Well, Buffalo gets snow and all of that, but that's a little bit much to be coming in this early in the year, isn't it? So what are we doing? We got geosatellites and we got all this stuff and we're playing electromagnetic. We're playing weather warfare. Brother Quayle wrote the book years ago. We own the weather by 2025, U.S. Air Force. And I know there's Air Force people listening. We own the weather by 2025, and they're going to control it through the computerized stuff, you know, and all the different things. And then I've told you years back, during Obama had the HAARP-type devices, and there's the Big HAARP in Gakuna, Alaska, but there's also 72 other HAARP-type or, you know, Tesla howitzers or ionospheric heaters or whatever you want to call them, okay? HAARP-type devices, 72 around the world that the United States either owns outright or owns with the host country or partially controls or has a corporation that is, you know, got the ultra-black budget items with them. They control them. But those 72 things, Brother Quayle found out, they correspond to the 72 goetic demons, all right? So they're doing this weather control and weather stuff all over the planet. You got all these rivers dry at the same time. Mississippi, Nile, all of this stuff, the Euphrates. Weird stuff, not right. They need to get all that and get rid of it. You see, get rid of all of that. But here we are, and I hope that old Boxcar don't have to call the ball tonight. I hope old Boxcar don't have to give the message in the launch, okay? That's what I hope. I pray that does not happen, but I will tell you what. Wars, rumors of wars, but in the meantime, I'm just trying to be obedient to Lord Jesus and give it out to you. Give it out to you. Let's see what I've got over here. Somebody sent me something. C-17 left McGuire and headed out to the area. Now doing small loops to the point well off coast of Mention. Maybe brought out supplies or something to parachute in for the lookers. Nah, they're just looking. They're looking right now. All right, so now then we got two more commands have joined the net. One is a UK British command plane tracked from the UK and now doing comm checks. Okay, so we got that going on out there. All right, and more. UK command aircraft has come from UK and arrived in the area, has checked in. The comnet using its code name previously sent that the C-17 and gun area also doing loops, possibly making drops equipment or whatever. Situation is still hot, it seems. So there's more going on out there. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, we're at Guts Poker, and if the Russians have got his missiles all turned on and ready to go, all right, then they could shoot. But I'm going to tell you, don't take too much to pop the red button, all right? And then we could still lose D.C., Oceania, New York, whatever. Still lose those places and maybe others, even if they blow the guy out of the water. But with the Brits coming in and all of that, and all these different extra planes coming in, multiple tankers up servicing all of them, we have an actual real-life situation right now off the coast, the East Coast of the United States. Let's say from, Ocean City, Maryland, or off of Chesapeake Bay. Let's just say off of Virginia, Maryland. Okay, but they're looking also a little bit north and a little bit south as well. There may be other Russian subs that are on the bottom or sitting out there. They're ready to launch, too. You can see in the midst of all of this, you can see maybe a hypersonic missile come in from around the world. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, say a prayer. prayer to the Lord Jesus to protect you and your family against all evil. Lord, protect all of the listeners tonight. Lord Jesus, protect them against all evil. Give them the word and give them the understanding. Lord, give it on the spirit of the heart that they need to go out. And if they have not fully prepared, like the good old people in the old Stagecoach Stop, who are one of the most obedient to the Lord Jesus I've ever seen, their farm and everything there and their livestock, or they're prepared as best they can be. And they have very little budget, very little thing, but the Lord provides. Lord Jesus, provide for your people, Lord. Keep your people from the evil, and tell them tonight, Lord, to go out and to buy and to follow the prescription of Matthew 25, okay? And then the fact is, you know, the wise and foolish virgins, you see, 10 of them, 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps, but took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps have gone out." But then the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves." Buy for yourselves. I'm here. Would we get knocked off or something? All right, I'm going back up. All right, this is the Hawk coming back to line. We got knocked off a little bit. Who knows who did that? It wasn't the good people at GS Radio. They know what they're doing, and I'm trying to give you the word. Somebody knocked me off or knocked their sat out or whatever they're doing. But just to go back to what we're talking about, there's all this kind of activity, okay? That is off the East Coast of the United States, off the Chesapeake Bay, Maryland, Virginia, all that area. And it looks like there's probably been a Russian submarine, the boomer that they sort of lost track of a week ago, who may have went down in the deep ditch or the deep trench, stayed quiet down there. They also could have that, but that one could have launched a drone, perhaps, that went on up in the Chesapeake Bay. One of those drone submarines that's autonomous, that can stay out for 6 months or whatever, and that also has the nuclear weapon, tsunami weapon on it. So then consequently, we've got then the E-6, as I told you, who made a complete turnaround as he was in West Virginia, and then also in West Virginia, and then went back immediately to off the coast of Maryland and Virginia after he was almost up in the Great Lakes. So then I told you about the other items, and you can listen to this show on the archives if you need to. But let me just keep going on. So I'm back on 5 of 5. Thank you there, Mr. Brad. Anyway, now there's a B-52 launched out of North Dakota. We just heard that. So I don't know. That's getting up. Probably going to get on a racetrack. We could be getting ready to go down Guts Poker here and go to the draw. Who's the quick draw? But I will tell you this: if that Russian submarine, if that boomer has got its stuff on there and their missiles are keyed up and ready to go, maybe their tubes are open. I don't know. Maybe their top drawers are open, but they don't even have to do that. They just got them turned on. They got them ready to move and all the stuff. And then we've got an E-6. We've got all kind of naval vessels. We got submarines out there looking that have them probably vectored and have their fast torpedoes, their supersonic torpedoes ready to take that sub out. We probably have other Arleigh Burke-class stuff that's getting ready to try to hit the missile with their targeting stuff, or they've now got the upgraded targeting things. We also have then the guy who probably was from Treasure Island who runs the subs. There's probably more than one sub that came out of the Jacksonville area that's up there looking for this stuff or found it and is now targeting it. You got all the kind of thing. You got multiple tankers coming back and forth and putting everybody up. You got the fighter aircraft protecting the E-6s and the other different airplanes. Okay? So then, consequently, ladies and gentlemen, if they wanted to launch, the Russians wanted to launch, they could go, pop, goes the weasel, pop, pop. And I'm going to tell you what, there wouldn't be much. You'd be hard-pressed to hit that as fast as that comes up and going, okay? And if it's a hypersonic out of there, it's even faster. But even just a cruise missile from where they're at, 2 minutes, and that thing, pop, goes, there goes D.C., pop, there goes New York, pop, there goes Oceania and all the military bases there, you know? Norfolk and all the stuff. You go pop, there goes Patuxent. And pop, there goes, you know, all the different items. Pop, there goes Andrews. Command and control. And then at the same time, after that starts, maybe China goes after Taiwan. Maybe that little Kim, maybe little Kim drops the two nuclear devices out of his satellite that's in constant orbit over the United, center part of the United States, and pops those out and knocks out the power grids. Maybe while that also happens, the Russian drone subs, allegedly, that are possibly being hunted and have been hunted for over a month, we told you a month and a half ago about all of that, and how they could come, and now they can send a PH. There were 11 PHs operating in the Great Lakes. Well, they don't send 11 PHs up there where nothing or just whistling Dixie. They don't talk about crack the whip, back, back, back. You know, they don't talk about that. They're up there hunting for Russian subs or some kind of devices or maybe even Special K boxes with missiles and things that came down on the train from Chicago, came down through, Terre Haute and then down to Evansville. And then, lo and behold, that may have then gone off in a Kentuck, and those things could have been taken on down in through there from Kentucky to go on down into the TVA areas in Tennessee and Alabama and different places, Georgia, all right? And they could be ready to launch down there. They could take out this whole United States in less than 10 minutes. They could knock out the power grid, knock out command and control in D.C., knock out a lot of key bases, and then maybe the good boys out of Texas and Oklahoma, they maybe did some good yesterday and took out one of the groups that was bringing up something yesterday on the Red River Chaos Patrol, all right? That was maybe going to be used, okay? Maybe going to be used to blow something in the Midwest or in Texas or whatever. All right. Now there's at E6 now is headed to Lake Superior where a refuel tanker is operating. So NATO command took over the Atlantic as E6 had to go elsewhere. So that E6 who was there, Kirkjar, who first went, was re-vectored in. Nah, NATO command, because that's a British base. Oceania and all that Norfolk's basically a NATO command under the British, isn't it, now? So then they came in to take over the operation. The E6 is headed where? Back to Lake Superior. I told you the other night that I didn't think that those PHs were ordered off of the lakes because we'd handled the threat of the possible threat of Russian drone tsunami subs with nukes in them sitting on the bottom of Lake Superior or Michigan or Erie or Ontario or wherever, Huron, wherever they're doing it. So we're now having the A6, who was headed to the Great Lakes before, he's headed back there where a refuel tanker is operating waiting for it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is getting real serious stuff, all right? So I'm going to tell you need water purification, Berkey water purification with the black Berkey filters. You need stuff to store that water in. You need food, long-term storage food or canned goods, okay? Canned goods. Yes, you can get buckets of wheat and rice and all of that, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to need, if you got chunky soup or Progresso soup, you got the meat, potatoes, the vegetables, and the gravy right there. I'll tell you, a little beef, barley, Progresso, or a chicken noodle, Progresso, or chunky, or whatever it is, or a healthy choice, even. Whatever it is, but don't get the soups that don't have the water in them. because you want to conserve the water. So you don't have to mix them with the soup concentrate, you know, but have the fully done soups or any more beef stew or whatever. And I'm going to tell you, there's nothing wrong with Spam. Just cook it up, fry it up good, put a little hot sauce on it or a little ketchup or barbecue sauce, throw it in with your eggs. You got probably got neighbors who got eggs. You will trade them a little bit of the Spam, and they'll give you some eggs. So here we go. We're back in the lakes now with the E6 that had been out in the Atlantic all afternoon. But now, NATO Command has taken over the Atlantic. All right? Well, so NATO Command's, we got a Brit up there who's going to be taking care of you. All right? Ladies and gentlemen, this is getting to be Wild Weasel. I tell you what, you want to keep Bull Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, and I hope that I can still be on there. But if you do, I pray that you would assist. Anything's most needed and welcome. It can be sent to Hawk. It could be Federal Reserve notes, silver dollar, you know, silver dime, silver quarter, you know, an ounce of silver, whatever it might be, or a little bit of gold or what have you, or a check. The Hawk, HAWK, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And ladies and gentlemen, get a hold of Steve Quayle. If you still got some time, Steve can get you gold or silver. Or he would also tell you, if you don't have all your preps done, do them first. But what I would tell you is to get any book of his you can get and to sign up for his Q2.0, Steve Quayle, you know, Q2.0 or his private briefings. And get that information and then inquire about. Hopefully he'll be able to put out the film or video that's on his thing, the one about the genetic, you know, destruction of the planet, you know, but between the Lucys and all the people and the fallen angels. So I'm telling you, we got B-52s. We got also, I forgot to tell you, the C-130. That one out there, that's a C-130 gunship. I don't think we're going to drop paratroops or, you know, SEALs or recon Marines. I don't think we're going to drop them down on top of a submarine and go frogman, okay, out in the deep ocean. But they are there, and they can be they can be gunships, which have a lot of capability. And I say, well, there's other things that have better capability. Yeah, but our assets are spread thin. Our assets are not necessarily around the United States. Our assets are overseas. Our assets are, you know, ready to protect Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Great Britain, all right, Scotland, Iceland, Sweden, you know, Denmark. Our assets, Norway, are there, all right? Our assets are off Japan. Our assets are off Hawaii in between there. Our assets are in the South China Sea. We've had Marines on that little island that the Chinese have been, the Red Chinese have been buzzing with the with the Taiwanese Marines for over a year, year and a half. We got all kind of stuff over there. We got special forces and spooks training up people in the mountains of Taiwan to fight the guerrilla war against the Red Chinese already. This thing is ready to pop. Brother Steve Quayle had me on in 2004 as a guest, and he said, Hawk, you kind of see how this is going to go. You and I have corresponded and emailed and stuff, and you talked about this and how the Gog-Magog War was starting, and we'll go from boom, 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 and it will all happen real quick once you take us around the world. Steve and I went around the world, and we talked about all the scenarios. I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Almost all of them are in play right now. Almost all of them are in play right now. If you don't think you need to prepare, then just, you know, pray to the Lord. He'll protect you and provide you sanctuary. But what he tells you in Matthew 25, you see, and while those foolish virgins went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him into the marriage, and the door was shut. And then afterward came the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. But you see, you can tell the seasons. You know when this stuff's starting to happen. Lord Jesus told you in Matthew 24 what the beginning of sorrows are, and those are the things we're talking about. That's the things we're talking about. Rumors of war, nation shall rise against nation, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Man, it's going to get rough after that. So I'm going to tell you what. If you got kids, train them how to fight. You got kids, train them and talk to them about all of it. And get them into the Bible and to make sure that the Lord Jesus loves them and they love the Lord Jesus. Because I tell you, if you repent of your sins to the Lord Jesus, you ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then he will come if you're sincere and he'll start to wash you clean. He will have, if you were to die on this planet, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven, okay? That's the best deal in town. That is the best deal in town, ladies and gentlemen. You can't get a better deal to have everlasting life with the Lord Jesus. All right? So you better talk to your children. You better talk to your husbands. You better talk to your wives and your cousins and the ones who make fun of you and mock you like you're Noah. You know, sometimes you got people who are trying to tell their kids or tell their wife or tell their cousins or neighbors or whatever, and they mock you like the people mocked Noah when he was building the ark. Well, let me tell you what, then just leave them alone. Turn them over to the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Don't pay them a never mind. Prepare for them as if they will come with you when the time is correct. But be careful, because who does Lord Jesus say in Luke 21 is going to betray you? Look it up. Look up in Luke 21, who's going to betray you? But then if you want to be able to see Jesus, if you want him to manifest himself to you, then you go to John 14 and read that tonight. You want to see Jesus, you want to see and have him manifest himself to you, then pay attention to what he tells you in John 14. But he did give you dominion. He did give you power over. He gave you power over the scorpions, the serpents, and all the power of the evil one, if you decide to take it. In John 14, he tells you, if you ask in my name, I will do it. All right? And the things that I do in the future, if you believe it on me, you will do also. Go read what the gift he gave you and start to claim it. Start to claim it. And I'm going to tell you, you can be old. You can be old and infirm, and you can have all kind of crazy junk wrong with you like me. But I'm going to tell you what, I got fight. And I got fight, and I work for the Lord Jesus. And if anybody comes at me, my family, my home, any kind of a thing, or tries to attack the widows, the poor, the children, then I'm coming for them, and I'm going to come straight at them. And I will tell you what, water purification, food, firearms, and thousands of rounds of it. Yeah, I'm talking into it. All right. Okay, so here we go, ladies and gentlemen. They're trying to shut me off a little bit. I'm trying to goof with me. But I will tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And this step is ongoing outside of our country, outside of the East Coast right now. And I pray that there's not a shot. I pray that there is not a nuclear device or a nuclear weapon shot out of that submarine. But they're sure out there looking for it. And now the E6 that was out there, now the NATO command has taken over that situation off of Oceania Norfolk there. Then by golly, they've gone back to Lake Superior to look for the Russian tsunami sub, okay? How did that get there? Well, that could have come in through the through the, you know, St. Lawrence Seaway and came all down through the lakes and could have come on a freighter or some kind of a big yacht or research vessel. And they can have a yacht that somebody else could own. I mean, Joe Smith from Kenosha could own the yacht. You know what I'm saying? But it could be other Russians. And you also got to remember that Barack Hussein Obama hired Russian Spetsnaz during his administration, thousands of them, and put them on the black budget payrolls. And most of them are still here, and a lot of them married American women, bought houses in the whole nine yards. Incidentally, my buddy in Colorado there, outside of Carson in the mountains, check in with me. My buddy down there on the border, south of San Diego, old Captain K, check in with me, see what you're hearing. I also have heard this, that it's interesting, before those the missile hit into Poland. Well, last week, U.S. troops left Poland last week, or a little bit, you know, week and a half, left Poland and went on up into Lithuania and Latvia and Estonia and all up into there with the armor and whatever. And now they're staring down the barrel at the Belarus. On the Belarus border, ready to take them on. So we got all kind of assets in the area, but this nuke stuff don't necessarily deal with Ukraine. The Russians don't have to hit Ukraine and then get into a war and then we attack them and they attack. No. The Russians want to do it. They've got something right off the coast right now that in less than 2 minutes can take out D.C., Andrews, the whole nine yards. And I'm going to tell people about it because there is freedom of speech, the press, and everything has been heard and clear. And then it don't take much to do a basic analysis of what's there, or to speculate as to what may have caused it, when the Russians have something in there lit up, ready to go. And that's going to bring on a whole lot of Jews. There's a whole lot of people now, of course, that you said, who was trying to the fight to be command and control, right? And now it's going to have to be command and control and to operate up in Lake Superior and Lake Michigan, that area up there, to operate as command and controls. Don't go to their Luciferian knife out of fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for your family, your home, everything. Go out and buy more food and whatever it is you need as quickly as you possibly can. I don't know what the exact air time is, but I can tell you right now, they off the East Coast working in and could launch and hit within less than 2 minutes. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil and grant your family perfect sanctuary. Good night.